Delhi Dynamos coming to West Brom next week. Tell us how all this has happened.
It's an incredible journey, and we are very delighted and blessed in a way to be here in Birmingham and having this wonderful partnership with West Bromwich Albion. Indian Super League started in 2014, and we made a pretty much global mark in the world of football by becoming now in the third season already the third biggest football league in the world in terms of average stadium attendance. And we have a very strategic partnership with the Premier League. And through the Premier League, we came across with West Bromwich Albion, and Adrian Wright and the other board members at West Bromwich Albion were very strategic enough to look at the future vision of football. And we decided to embark upon this brotherhood relationship between the two clubs, where it's a very strategic tie-up where we promote each other in our respective countries, either through Premier League or through Indian Super League. And also at the same time, we look at opportunities of player exchanges. We took Adil Nabi on loan from West Bromwich Albion last year, and that happened to be the first Premier League team player coming on loan directly from Premier League club to an Indian Super League club. And now this is also the first time an Indian Super League team is here in England, and it is the first time an Indian team is going to be playing against a Premier League club in England. So we all are very excited, and we believe in the potential. Apart from this, we are also doing some great work on the social responsibility side. We are educating a lot of underprivileged and orphaned children in India through our foundation project, through our academy project. So it's a great tie-up.
What about where does football sit in a country that's renowned for its cricket, and is it kabaddi and stuff? They're renowned for those sports. Where's football? Is it growing?
Well, that's a very interesting question. But there is a saying in India that my great grandfather played football, my grandfather played hockey, my father played cricket, and me as a son, I am going back to my great grandfather's days of football. Because believe it or not, Mahatma Gandhi, the father of our nation, started his very much non-violence movement using football as a tool. He started his first non-violence movement in 1904 by creating three football clubs in South Africa, in Johannesburg, Durban and Pretoria, by the name called Passive Resistors. And India has a very strong history. In the 1940s and the 1950s, we won the Asia Gold in 1962. And thereafter, hockey came in. And only after 1982, cricket became popular. But even in today's market, India is contributing big time towards football. Indian Super League has more than 600 million viewers.
Wow.
On television. Yeah. And as I said, that we are, by sheer size, the world's third largest league in the world, mm-hmm. in terms of average stadium attendance. Every kid today has an ambition to become a footballer than a cricketer. And we see that, again, there is going to be a turn in tables, and football is coming back in action.
Will we see more Indian-born players playing in the Premier League, perhaps, in the future?
That's the ambition. And of course, for that to happen, everyone has to believe in the grassroots, because if your roots are not stronger, you cannot build, exactly. You cannot grow the tree. And for that to happen, we are investing heavily on the grassroots, along with West Bromwich Albion. Also, we have started some soccer schools and football academies. And in addition to that, Delhi Dynamos has already ventured into a residential setup for 400 kids with a fine art residential campus. And India is hosting next year the FIFA Under-17 World Cup. We didn't want to jump the gun and straight go for a FIFA Club World Cup or for the mainstream World Cup. But, I mean, it's a progressive growth, and we will grow step by step. And, yes, that's the future for us, that we want India working very closely with England for the historic relationship we share. And one day, indeed, the dream will come true.
Finally, how good are Delhi Dynamos?
Being the president of the club, I'm always loud and proud. We are known as... also the capital club of our country. It was unfortunate last year we lost in the away semi-finals. We were almost there, and I'm pretty confident. And as we are nicknamed Lions, we have a roaring tendency, and you will see us on the 3rd of September when we play against the West Bromwich Albion.